doesn't matter which way we do it, we just need to decide.
What's easier for everybody?
I think it's you starting.
Yeah, I would think the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you finish
the
solo and then go to
okay. Let's do the last A section of your solo into the force.
Yeah.
And then just at the end of it, keep your head up, and then you'll go back into the head, I guess.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. One, two, a one, two, three.
Simpler for most people.
Yeah.
I just planned it that way.
It's quirky.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go back and do the fours again. Just everybody keep your head up and try to count. I guess
the solo is tough because I tend to speed up. Probably noticed that.
Yeah.
I think that's
not too bad though.
As soon as I'm not playing that.
When you're on your own.
Yeah.
Right. You mean when you play your own?
This is solo. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a tendency to do that anyway.
In the force? Totally.
Trading
force?
Fours, I
okay.
speed up when I'm doing
solo. No, that's fine.
I've already done it, doing fills. That's the time when the drummer tends to speed up and doing fills.
Right. All right, we've got one more, anthropology. Let's go through that, and then...
That'll be fun, Rob, if you haven't played it.
Are you familiar with this?
Rhythm changes.
It does.
What is it? Do you know that? I've heard it before.
Oh, you've heard it. Okay.
That'd be exciting.
The first time we were playing this, I was playing the chords.
Yeah.
I was switching the drums, and I was like, "Oh, I should listen to it."
You could do it. Charlie Parker speed.
Yeah, it's really fast.
I was like, "What is?"
No,
that was
pretty funny.